It's 11 degrees and cloudy with some light fog and rain at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Callie Jackson. As yesterday was Remembrance Day, Katrina's Cupcakes honored soldiers and veterans by featuring chocolate and vanilla cupcakes with bright red poppies made of icing. All the staff has had people in their lives who have served and said they want to honor their memory today. Michelle Wilson works at the front counter of the bakery and says she supports, and the support today has been incredible.
The response has been, like I said, so overwhelming. We ran out and actually have to start baking more this morning.
The proceeds from the cupcake sale will go towards a Canadian-based organization called True Patriot Love. This organization focuses on soldiers and their families by funding them with mental health programs, physical rehabilitation, family support, and veteran transition. Students at Loyalist College must choose if they want dental coverage included in their tuition costs. The student government put out a survey last week asking students to make the choice. Dr. Spencer Chapman of Lakeshore Dental says the college students should be mindful of their oral health in their earlier years.
It's important for everyone to maintain their oral health, but especially in these college years, small cavities can progress into large cavities quite rapidly, and if they're intercepted early enough, simple filling can be done. If it's delayed, it could result in the need for a root canal or a tooth loss.
The survey ends on the 16th, and student government expects to have the results the next day. The Hastings Prince Edward Public Health Unit is looking to find out what local teens know about emergency contraceptive. It's called the Morning After Pill Campaign and focuses on teaching youth how to avoid unplanned pregnancy. Health Plan Coordinator Stephanie McFall.
So we really want to focus on making sure that people know what emergency contraception is, that they understand how it works, and they know where they can access it. Because if you don't want to become pregnant, if you don't want to have an unplanned pregnancy, then you need to know what to do, and you need to know that there's something out there that can help you at that time.
This comes in response to Hastings and Prince Edward counties historically having higher teen pregnancy rates than on the Ontario average. The local average is 19 teen pregnancies per 1,000 women, compared to an 8.5 per 1,000 for Ontario. As Prime Minister Justin Trudeau settles in as Canada's leader, there are many are wondering how his platform will affect the country, specifically the legalization of marijuana. Nathan Baker is a lawyer with the Aiken Robertson Law Firm in Peterborough. He says it's hard to know how legalizing the substance will change the county's crime rates.
It may have the effect of lowering crime rates with related to certain gang-related activities, because right now a lot of the large quantity sales go through some organized crime routes. So it could have a huge impact there.
Baker added there will still be a black market in this because some people don't want to pay the taxes on these substances. Quinty West OPP is holding a recruiting session next week. The session will give members of the public a chance to see if they are interested in a career in policing. Two guest speakers will present and discuss what it takes to become a constable and a 911 operator. The session will take place at Quinty West City Hall next Tuesday between 2 and 4 p.m. In national news, David Alexander Robertson hopes that the next generation will become more educated about the issue of missing and murdered Aboriginal women. The Winnipeg-based author's new book tells the story of a 19-year-old Helen Betty Osborne, who was abducted and murdered in Manitoba in 1971. Robertson says the Osborne story was one of the first times Canada became aware of the violence experienced by Indigenous women.
The stats say that there are over 1,200 missing and murdered Indigenous women or girls in this country. That's probably on the lighter side of the reality of how many of our women and girls have gone missing or been murdered. So this book is a way for me to share knowledge about that epidemic.
Robertson says he hopes people who read it are as affected by the story as he was when he was writing it. The Belleville Public Library and the St. John's Ambulance have teamed up to create a program called Pause for Reading. The program is free of charge and allows children 20 minutes of reading sessions, 3 days a week, with a therapy dog to improve their communication skills. Susan Humphreys, the children and Youth and Readers Services Coordinator, says the feedback from families has been great.
You know, we get great, really positive feedback from families who say, you know, my young son or daughter who would never even pick up a book now practices their reading all week long.
Sign up for the winter registration of the program will start in December. Anyone interested can sign up at the reader service desk at the library or call to register. That's QNET News on 91X. It's 4:05 p.m. and sports is up next.
Ray and Jim's Promotions, 313 Front Street in downtown Belleville, offer practical and durable pop-up retractable banners plus direct printing on an incredible array of promotional products. Ray and Jim's continue to be your place for customized t-shirts and apparel, digitally printed decals, and vinyl graphics. Where do you see your logo? Ray and Jim's Promotions, more than signs, trophies, and awards. Ray and Jim's Promotions, 313 Front Street in downtown Belleville, your partner in marketing your trusted name.
Last night, the men's and women's Loyalist volleyball teams hosted the Fleming Knights. The women's team fell in one set to the Knights, however, pulled it together and won three sets in a row, claiming victory over the Knights. The men's team came out strong and took the first set from the Knights, however, fell short and the Knights took the victory home. Both men's and women's teams will be traveling to Toronto to play the Centennial Colts on Saturday. Turning to local basketball news, the Loyalist College men's and women's basketball teams will be taking on the St. Lawrence College Vikings at 6 and 8 p.m. here in Belleville on Friday. The Lady Lancers are in 9th place overall in the OCAA standings. Both the men's and women's teams are hoping Loyalist students and Lancer fans will come out to cheer and show their support Friday night. In Ontario Junior Hockey League news, the Burlington Cougars were facing the Middleton Ice Hawks, and when the final buzzer sounded, Cougars emerged with a 7-1 win. Burlington's Andrew Lee was a brick wall in the net as he came up with 29 saves and let only one puck past him. Middleton struggled to stay out of the penalty box throughout the game and finished the game with the 24 penalty minutes served for 7 opposing power plays. In NBA news, the Los Angeles Lakers fell short to the Orlando Magic. Orlando took home the win in a very tight game. The final score was 101-99 for Magic. Starting at 7:30 tonight, the Utah Jazz will be taking on Miami Heat, while the Golden State Warriors will be taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at 10:30 tonight, the Clippers will be taking on the Phoenix Sun. In hockey news, the Montreal Canadiens lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-4, and the Oilers won against the Ducks with a score of 4-3. Tonight, the Capitals will take on the Flyers, Avalanche will be taking on the Bruins, and the Canucks will be playing against the Ottawa Senators. In NFL news, today the Buffalo Bills will be taking on the New York Jets. This game has been circled on Rex Ryan's calendar for quite some time now. Ryan is the new head coach of the Bills, and tonight will be the first time Ryan's new team will be taking on his old one. In other NFL news, tensions are running high as proposed plans to move not one, but two NFL teams, such as the San Diego Chargers, to Los Angeles, are in the works. Alex Stone has more.
In New York, leaders from San Diego, Oakland, and St. Louis are trying to convince the NFL to keep their respective teams in their current cities. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner is pleading his case to team owners.
The Chargers belong in San Diego, and we're fighting for San Diego.
His argument comes on the same day we find out Bob Iger, chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company, parent company of ABC News, will chair an effort by the Raiders and Chargers to move to a new stadium in Carson, just south of L.A., one of several L.A. stadium proposals. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now it's time for the local weather forecast. It's currently 10 degrees, and there's light fog in the air and a chance of showers. The expected high for today being 12 degrees with a low of 8. Tomorrow, we are looking at a high of 6 degrees and a low of minus 4, with showers expected all day. Saturday, there will be a mix of sun and clouds, a high of plus 4 overnight, and there will be cloudy periods with a low of 0. At 4:09 p.m., it's 10 degrees. QNET News, on the air at 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Callie Jackson, news on Q90X, Q91X, next at 5 o'clock.